it's up there as a really big challenge. You know, it's a provincial rugby, so and obviously within the women's game at the minute, like it's kind of growing at a rate of knots. You know, I suppose it's just probably the next step now is can the ARFU, I suppose, look at it, potentially making it sort of semi professional or professional even. You know, a lot of the women that will be playing in the senior team in Connacht, you know, some of them have made the decision to go over to the UK and that, because it's nearly, some clubs are professional now over there and some are semi-professional. So some of them felt that was the move they needed to go to be as close to professionalism and make the most out of the opportunity they have and the career they have at rugby. So I suppose that's the next step for the IRFU in the next couple of years. And obviously over the last few weeks with the Six Nations being on, you know, that was kind of highlighted as to where is the women's game going next. So yeah, for myself, I just felt it was you know, potentially a good opportunity. And I know some of the women that are playing, I would have dealt with, like Nicole Fowley and that in Sligo, Laura Feely as well, when they were kind of starting off on their rugby pathway. So you know, I know the ambition and the drive that they have, so that led to part of the why, if you get me, you know, why I felt it would be a good choice for myself as well. So
you're no stranger to the head coach role. Your time with Sligo was a successful one, and various other coaching commitments you've had. Was there a hankering on your own part to get back into the coalface part of things again?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, you know, for me, I suppose you get so invested into it, you know, it's it really consumes you. You know, that's just a personal thing. Probably for myself with Sligo, I only kind of finished playing. The way things have panned out, you know, I just dove in at the deep end in some respects. And we had our 3-4 years there. And obviously we built it up and had great success. But, you know, that does kind of come at, in terms of your personal time, and obviously with myself and Claire, we've 3 kids. So it was kind of like, look, I probably needed to put the brakes on a little bit with the amount of commitment that was there on top of work as well. So, yeah, it's probably just, the kids are a different age now and stuff. So it's probably just a good opportunity, I think, you know, a good timing for myself to get back into that. But yeah, look, I think once you do a role, like a head coach role, and you feel you have the appetite from it and you've learned something from it and you can adapt then into it, that itch will always be there to get involved with a team, you know, and take it on for a period.